Well, good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here in front of this this body. It's been a few years since Cherokee's done any presentations in front of the Beltwide Cotton Ginning Conference. I want to do a quick step back and mention that in regards to handling the round modules from the John Deere round modules, we entered the market with a solution in 2008. So we've been on the, been on the boat for a little while working with this. And then in 2010, we came to the Beltwide and presented a new idea that we were going to be putting out. We built the first of this, the Roundup 2, and showed it at the Memphis Gen Show in 2010. And this is actually the one that you saw that the folks from KSM or Keith Schauber Miller Gen were standing in front of in their slideshow at the Memphis Gen Show. And in most gens, this can actually be run by a single operator. You can have a guy that can run it and dump it, and he can also be the one that pulls the wrap out. In your higher capacity gens, so far, that's not been the case. Most of the gens have got a couple of people in the module feeder anyway, because when they handle the regular tarps, they've got to have more than one guy. So they typically have two, but this, in this particular instance, is the same guy. Something else that's new for Cherokee is the vertical cylinder dryer. This is not really a new idea, but we've got a new twist on an old idea. And you can see that, let's see if I can get this mouse to work. Yeah, the cotton comes in the top, hits a rotating cylinder, and throws it onto some fingers, and there's a gap between the fingers, allowing the cotton to slide down. And while it's sliding down, air can be drawn through it straight down. And then it goes down to the next roller and back and forth and works its way out. One of the things that's unique about this is the finger retention system. These fingers don't fall out. They've got fasteners through them, and there's an access door right here where you can replace all of the fingers or do any kind of maintenance without having to get inside the machine. There are a series of doors at each level on front and back so that you can get to all parts of the machine. Another new machine for Cherokee this year is the 15-cylinder horizontal air cleaner. We've been making horizontal cleaners in 9 and 12-cylinder versions for several years, and they've been pretty popular, especially in West Texas. But for this year, we're looking at 15. And this particular picture is at Bernie Farmer's Gen in Malden, Missouri. This shows a combination. This is the vertical cylinder dryer stacked over a 15-cylinder horizontal cleaner. And you can see it's got the optional service platform, so you can get to really all points on the dryer. Another new item for us this year is a moisture sensor. We've got it integrated, a display integrated into the burner control and the main gen console. You see two things. We have the sea cotton moisture measured in the hopper below the module feeder and the feed control hopper. And then the after drying we measure in the hopper just over the gin stand. And this is a new tool we've just developed. We're very happy with it. And this gives the ginners a new tool to use for making decisions and adjusting their burners. And of course, we also introduced the Magnum 244 gin stand. You know, at the heart of any operation is the gin stand, and the Magnum 244 is 12 feet wide. It's got more stalls than any other gin stand available on the market. And when you join it in series with the Magnum feeder, pneumatic jet, and the 142 Magnum lint cleaner, the system will run at over 30 bells an hour. One of the things that we also have is a push button control for opening the feed box or the roll box door. As gin stands have become wider and wider through the years, the doors have become heavier and they're harder to handle. And it's not uncommon for a gin or to need an assistant or a helper in order to open those roll box doors. In contrast, the Magnum 244 and the Avenger 174 have a push button. It takes one jenner, one man, one press of a button, and the roll box door opens. One of the other things that's unique about both of these gin stands is that the agitator, the picker roller, and the optional upper moting all have independent motor drives. That means there's no belts, no pulleys, there's fewer drive components. Another thing that's unique to this family of machines is the heads of the machine are made from 1.5 inch solid plate. The rib rails are made from solid 2x4 bar stock. So this is a very, very substantial machine. It also has a lot fewer pieces and moving parts, which means that there's less to go wrong and there's just fewer things that you have to maintain. And it makes the reliability, we feel, much better than conventional gin stands. We're also proud to announce that the ASABE has deemed the Magnum 244 gin stand one of the top 50 introductions for the year, and will be featured in the 2013 special edition issue of the Resource Magazine. Taking a bigger view of a gin plant, this one happens to be at Boca Chica Gin in Macon, Mississippi. We also have introduced a 20-inch diameter conveyor distributor. And in this particular plant, you'll notice that the conveyor distributor terminates over the module feeder. In this particular gin, the auto feed control hopper in the module feeder serves double duty. It also is the overflow control hopper, which means that we don't need an overflow control hopper, we don't need a vacuum wheel, we don't need diverter valve, we don't need duct work to route that back around, we don't need the elevator fan to move it, and we don't need the bearings and the electrical gear and the motor starters and all of these things. So it can reduce the amount of stuff that you have to run a gin. Cherokee's been building burners in whole or in part for several years, but this year marks the first year that Cherokee's made all of the burners and controls and valving and also the moisture system, our Big Ten moisture unit, all in-house. The moisture unit is used in conjunction with the Cirrus cotton conditioner, which adds moisture back to the lint prior to baling. Cherokee has made moat cleaners for some number of years, spike cylinder moat cleaners, incline cleaners. But a new machine for us this year is a double extractor for the final trash. We reclaim the trash out of the final, reclaim lint out of the final trash to be added to moats for those customers who want to do this as well, and it's worked quite well. What I'd like to do is invite you to go to youtube.com, do a search on Cherokee Fabrication, and you can see videos of some of those machines I've just talked about. You can also go to CherokeeFab.com and see a few more things. And I can see I've got a little bit of time, so I'd like to show you one little demo. We had this in our booth here this week, and we also had it at the booth in 2010 when we first introduced the Roundup 2. What I have here is just a sheet of the plastic off of a module wrap, and also have a handle that we had it chained to the hoop. But this is the replaceable pin that we use on the Roundup, and we want to show everybody that you create no. There's no punches, there's no pieces of plastic that fall away, there's no contamination that can be created by using this. And I don't know if I could get him to hold it to it, but Ira Burge back there made a comment earlier that he might be willing to give $100 to anybody who could do this and get some contamination out of it. We'll see if we can hold him to it. We'll have this in the back if anybody wants to play with it later after the session is over. And we thank you for the opportunity to be here and talk with you. Are there any questions that I can entertain? All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you. Thank you, Mark.